Amanda, there it is. Amanda, if you weren't in here at the beginning, I'm letting people introduce themselves so that I don't.
Sounds like fun. Okay. So, hi, I'm Amanda Jovag. I work at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, and I am going to talk today about a recent report that we put out through the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps program that really highlights injuries as a key factor in recent premature death increases around the nation. Okay. So the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps program is a collaboration between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the UW Population Health Institute. Our goal is to build a culture of health county by county. I was going to skip this model because I talk about it every time, but honestly, I talk about it every time for a reason. And it's because this is really the underpinning of our work. We are looking at policies and programs that impact health factors, that impact health outcomes. This work is kind of backwards, goes from health outcomes to what were the health factors and what were the policies and programs that led to it. But we examine factors in health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and the physical environment with an emphasis on social and economic factors. I feel a little like I'm a real generalist epidemiologist coming to the injury group, so you know, if I say something wrong, I don't know the lingo quite. So, our findings were just so pressing here that we really, really wanted to highlight this work. So, this year, our key findings report was on recent increases in premature death. Premature death, as defined by either age-adjusted mortality rates or years of potential life loss, has been decreasing for years and years, decades. But in the past 4 years, nationally, there's been increases in premature death, and we really wanted to look into the causes of those within counties. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Our examination of that led us to also wanting to highlight the disconnection of youth and whether or not they're able to make their transition into a healthy adulthood. Okay, so all of our data for this came from CDC Wonder, and premature death for us is measured as both age-adjusted mortality prior to age 75 and years of potential life lost prior to age 75. We generally use years of potential life lost, but since that isn't a commonly, people don't always understand what that means, we also included this for our more national audience. If you want to talk about why we choose which one, I'm happy to do that later. So our first finding, what we first looked at was just the general trends. The line that you see going down is the continuing trend of reductions in mortality rate, especially under age 75. But you see that it kind of bottoms out in 2012, measured either as YPLL or as age-adjusted mortality rate, and then starts going up. So what was happening? That's really what we wanted to take a look at. First, we looked at it just by demographics. Where are we seeing most of these premature deaths? The highest rates are among American Indian, Alaskan Natives, and Black residents in the U.S. And we see it most in rural counties and smaller metro counties, kind of in the middle. All of these, every single group here saw an increase between 2012 and 2015. There were no groups that were exempt from these increases in premature death. So then we wanted to see, well, is there specific age groups where this is really coming from? Where are we getting this? And as you can see, the vast majority of these years of potential life lost are coming from ages 15 to 44. Of course, the younger ages are emphasized in years of potential life loss calculations, but even in if we use age-adjusted mortality, we see similar findings. So 85% of the rise in premature deaths in 1 year was due to an increase in deaths among youth and young adults ages 15 to 44. So then we wanted to look at within each age group, what are the causes of death and how have those been changing over time, and this is where we get to injuries. Unintentional injuries, suicide, and homicide were the top three causes of death for ages 15 to 34, and many of them have been seeing increases in all of the above since 2005, with perhaps some stronger increases in the past few years. Ages 35 to 44, also the top cause is unintentional injuries, but then we do get into some chronic diseases, cancer, heart disease, which have been improving, but still those improvements have been eclipsed by the worsenings in injury mortality and injury premature death over that time frame. So then we wanted to take a look at MODE. I think everyone here is going to be completely familiar with these findings, but let me assure you they were surprising to the national media. So many of them didn't even know that, you know, drug overdose deaths surpassed motor vehicle crashes 6 years ago. So this finding really led us to dig into, well, who are these deaths happening to? Who are these injury deaths happening to, and how can we be stopping them? We also noted, you know, this was the first year when we saw the increase again in premature motor vehicle crashes, which had been going down for years. It might just be a little, you know, blip, it's hard to say, but it was notable this year. So then we really wanted to dig in to the 15 to 24-year-olds. Our 25 to 44-year-olds, were the vast majority of those were the drug overdose deaths, the drug poisoning deaths. But we saw a really different pattern emerging in the 15 to 24-year-olds, where unintentional injuries were still a major cause, but they were really strongly drug overdose were eclipsed by motor vehicle crashes and firearm fatalities. So knowing that these younger people are dying of very different injuries than just the slightly older age groups makes us think about different prevention practices that we might want to be using. So we wanted to take a look at these injury death rates by cause and by community types. So in rural areas, because for us working on county level data, we're often thinking about county types and which types of counties certain things happen in. So you can see here that homicide, I'm going to note something, that these are not all on the same scale. It kind of drives me crazy. But one of them ends at 45 and one of them ends at 20, so actually they should be kind of, so. I'll start with unintentional injuries, which are the bottom one, and you can see there that those are much more common in rural counties among 15 to 24-year-olds. Suicides are also more common in rural areas, but that scale is much smaller, whereas if you go to urban counties, you see the exact opposite. 15 to 24-year-olds are dying of homicides instead. And if we look at the number of injury deaths and the share that was contributed by different racial and ethnic groups, again in this very small group, 15 to 24-year-olds. So among white and Hispanic youth and young adults, most injury deaths were unintentional. You can see with the bright yellow lines. But among Asian, Pacific Islanders, and blacks, there was a greater share that were due to suicide and homicide, those two combined together. The rate of injury deaths was highest among American Indian, Alaskan Native, and Black youth and young adults, and lowest among Asian and Pacific Islanders in 2015. So for us, I figured I'd be really fast here. So we always want to turn to what you can do to prevent these. And this is a list of things. I'm not going to go into it too much, but I don't know if any of you in the room have ever looked into a resource that we have on our website called What Works for Health. I don't know if that's something. I know a lot of people have dug into county health rankings data but not made it all the way into What Works for Health. But if you haven't, this is just kind of a plug to take a look at the really great research they do to summarize their research on what can be done to prevent injuries. And I know they just did a pretty big refresh of it so that it was really current for this national report. And that's it. That's a quick summary from me, and I'd be happy to take any questions. Yeah.